Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County Sheriff's Office to hold community drug take-back event. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. On April 22nd, the Campbell County Sheriff's Office will host a community drug take-back event. The Sheriff's Office coordinated with the Drug Enforcement Administration to provide the community with an opportunity to bring unused, expired, or unwanted medications you have and drop them off, no questions asked. On the DEA's website, they say they created the national event because of their commitment to America's safety and health, encouraging the public to remove unneeded medications from their homes as a measure of preventing medication misuse and opioid addiction from ever starting. Too often, unused prescription drugs find their way into the wrong hands. That's dangerous and often tragic. The event will run from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on the 22nd in the Sheriff's Office parking lot at 600 West Box Elder. If you have any questions, you can contact the Sheriff's Office at 687-6160. Campbell County Fire Department responds to structure fire on Radio Road. At around 12:43 a.m. on Friday morning, the fire department was dispatched to 4400 Radio Road for a residential structure fire. According to the fire department press release, upon arrival, the residents had used several extinguishers and the garden hose to slow the fire spread on the exterior of the home. The fire had extended into the wall space where firefighters quickly extinguished the fire. The fire was caused by a failed electrical outlet on the exterior of the home. The resident was awoken by light smoke in the bedroom and alerted other family members. All were able to evacuate safely. EMS and Gillette Police Department were on scene and assisted in evaluating the residents who were subject to the smoke. 8 firefighters and 1 chief operated on the scene for approximately 1 hour to get the fire under control. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.